Let's hear another entry now in the debate over how to reduce poverty around the world. That debate often divides on ideological lines. People more to the left want more foreign aid. People more to the right argue it's often counterproductive. Two authors argue that this whole debate often misses the point. Their book is called Poor Economics, and they say that many people spin out their views without considering the behavior of the real people they say they want to help. Co-author Abhijit Banerjee says many people donate to developing countries based on false ideas.
One that's very influential is the idea that the poor are starving, I think, and that the primary focus of development policy should be to provide them food. That's one that numerous programs are motivated by that idea. And I think the evidence is that the poor don't act as if they're starving. They seem to be willing to trade off, a little less food for an opportunity to buy a television or something.
An opportunity to buy a television?
Yep.
People will go hungry to buy a television?
I don't know that they go hungry. I think we are assuming they're going hungry because we think that somehow they're poor, so they must be eating too little. I'm not sure they are hungry. I think hunger is a social construct, so I'm not sure, it might be that they are not eating as much as they should. But the study after study after study finds that when people get slightly richer, they are looking for pleasure as well as nutrition, even at the lowest levels of income. If you give them some extra money, they don't go and buy more nutrition. They buy more tasty foods, like we would. I mean, they want to live a life. They don't want to just invest in their future or something.
So your view is that if a poor kid gets a nickel or the equivalent of a nickel, even if he is not well fed, he may go straight to the candy counter because that's something special.
Yes.
And so?
And that's so would I, probably. I think one thing that would be extremely useful to do is to think of ways to get poor people and especially poor children to get a lot more micronutrients.
Micronutrients, it means what? That's vitamins and so forth?
Vitamins, iron, calcium, all kinds of things like that. And so that's where the deficit is. The real, clear, established deficit is there. An example we often give is candy that has micronutrients in it. Make that cheap, make it available in all schools. Children love candy. They'll get lots of nutrients from it.
And so you want to just basically think in a little more nuanced way about human behavior and how to work with it rather than unconsciously working against it.
Yes.
Do you think that most of the billions of dollars that people in the West send to Africa or Asia are misspent?
I have no idea, to be honest. But I'm less worried about money down the drain as such, but whether you could sharpen the effect, could you make it work just much better?
Abhijit Banerjee is co-author of Poor Economics, which he wrote with Esther DeFlo. Both are economics professors at MIT.